Good morning.
Good morning.
Wow, look at these smiling, beautiful faces. I'm standing far from the mic. Let me try that again. So I have to tell you that when I was here a year ago, this moment is one that I never imagined was going to happen for me. The gift of being able to come up in front of all of you, even having anything to say to this room full of wonderful people. I was lost in what I had discovered about myself. I was awash in all of the information that OA brought to us. And my journey over the course of the past year has been remarkable, and I have met precious, beautiful people, both who touch my heart personally on a regular basis, and the gift of getting to see them in meetings and in phone meetings online. It's OA. There's truly nothing like it. So one of the really exciting things that happened to me in the course of this past year was I embarked on the 90 meetings in 90 days journey. And I have to tell you that I did not leap into it head first, because that's a big one. It was in July when I had made a big shift in my life, and I was starting to come back to meetings a little bit more regularly. And I was at one of my home meetings, and I knew how much value I was receiving in my own life by attending meetings, by being around family, by getting to hear what other people were experiencing, by getting the opportunity to share what was going on in my own life. And I knew I needed more. I wanted more. I recognized that more meetings would benefit me immensely. And what I could commit to on that Thursday evening was I said, I can do 8 meetings in 8 days. And that's the promise that I made mostly to the other people in the room at that particular moment, because I couldn't quite make that to myself yet, but I could do it for those other people. And I said, okay. And I did my 8 meetings in 8 days, and I came back that next Thursday, and it was my 8th meeting. I said, you know what? This went okay. I think maybe I can do 15. I can do 15 meetings in 15 days. And I did that, and I did my 2 weeks of 15 meetings, and my life was beginning to change. And I had had that discussion in my head. I had been turning it over. And I was like, you know what? I can do more. I think I'm good for 30 and 30 here. I think this is a commitment that I can make, that I can live in. And when that second Thursday meeting rolled around, I had even gone beyond that. And by that next meeting, I'm like, you know what? I'm actually ready to try this 90 and 90 journey. And I committed to myself then and got to have it witnessed by the group that I was going to do 90 meetings in 90 days. And I have to say the journey is not what I expected in the 90 meetings in 90 days. I'm really glad that I did it. Interestingly enough, each 30 days was distinct for me. They had their own flavor. The first 30 days was really about embracing the OA principle, the OA program, the OA life, and what this meant. And it was shortly after the commitment in myself to do 90 meetings in 90 days that I finally discovered my own definition of abstinence, which I had been playing with, searching for, trying to hear that answer in my own head. And on July 28th, I had that definition written down on a piece of paper for the first time. And I tried to, and I lived my OA abstinence about 40%. But you know what? That was 40% more than I had had the day before. And on, I'm going to get the days wrong there. So July, how many days does July have? Help me. 31. Okay, so 29, 30. Here we are. So 30, 31. So the 30th was my 40%. And the 31st was my second day of embracing my abstinence. And I did better. I did about 60%. The gift of the 40% that I didn't hit that day was I got to truly witness what my disease was, what it looked like, what it felt like, what it did to my head inside, because they were so close to each other that day. And I got to see my disease in a way that had never been revealed to me, in a way that I thought, that's not me. I would never have done that. And I did those behaviors. But I got to see what grace looked like in those moments when I lived my abstinence in that same day, in those 60%. And on August 1st, I completed my first full day of my abstinence. And that was about halfway through my first 30 days of my 90 and 90. And so this first 30 days was about embracing the program. And my favorite description of it is that it was not rainbows and unicorns. Right? Somehow I thought that abstinence was rainbows and unicorns, and it wasn't. It was rather raw, because there I was. There I was, it was all me, and I saw me in a way that I couldn't see before when the food was in the way for me. And so it was just, what I discovered for me is that I moved into my abstinence each day because I had a meeting every day. Every single day, I had an opportunity to share all of the strange stuff that happened the day before. I'm like, I never knew this. I didn't know these feelings could happen. I didn't know these thoughts happened. I didn't hear these cycles before. And the 90 and 90 was fundamental to me embracing my abstinence journey. And then I moved more into the second set of days for my OA 90 and 90. And this was really about persistence. That was what I learned in my second set of 60 days. And the persistence was this: it was actually easy to commit to a meeting a day for 30 days. It was beyond that when it was truly affecting my schedule, my life, where I put my time and my energy, what I had to move around, right? For a couple of weeks here and there, things can shift. But when it starts to move into 5 weeks, 6 weeks, 7 weeks, and that was persistence. That's what I discovered in my second 30 days of doing 90 meetings in 90 days. And that persistence paid off well. I continued to celebrate my abstinence each day, and I got, again, something that truly, 1 year ago today, I honestly didn't imagine I would ever have, and that was a 30-day chip. And in that persistence, I moved on to the final 30 days of my 90 meetings in 90 days. And that was really an experience of commitment. What does it look like, feel like, to experience this level of commitment to something that I had never done before? what does it look like, feel like to get to witness it in other people? Because I had been to so many meetings and I got to hear so many stories of people who were having incredible successes, who had done this for years and years and years. And for you people who have come back for years and years and years, thank you, God, for you. I needed to witness that because I couldn't believe that it was possible. But even more so, I got to witness that this journey continues. There isn't a magic switch where suddenly it's gone or different or changed or better or fixed. It's an everyday journey. And the everyday journey of coming back and being with our family and talking about the moments where it's great and it's not great and it's really not great, it's remarkable. And so that's where, in my final 30 days, I got to experience commitment. So I put together, these were some thoughts I had. This is early morning poetry. So my hope is that you will find some of the joy and the connection that I've experienced in OA. I've put it in a few words, and maybe it will mean and connect to you as well. Our journey. When you acknowledge that truth about yourself that had previously been unrecognized, that you were a compulsive overeater. In that moment, in that day, there was finally quiet. But with that truth embraced, did you hear the clamoring of a million new questions? Was the surcease of pain drowned in the bewilderment of what's next? And all the questions came rushing in, pouring, filling that giant hole of the unknown in our lives now. But this time, there was a glimmer, a something that had never been there before, that this time you bobbed to the surface and you could breathe and the world looked a little different. The assumptions that you had made about yourself, that others had made about you, that you had made about them, all were rocked. And those that were untrue lost their foundation and tipped and fell, making giant splashes with waves of water that rushed over your head, and you came up choking and spluttering. But that truth inside you that you had discovered, that you knew, on that truth, you bobbed to the surface again and again. And you breathed. And with that truth, you learned to ride the waves. And on the surface of this ocean, no longer panicked and drowning, no longer alone and lost, you discovered others on the surface of this ocean. And they showed you, too, how to ride these waves. And then, to your amazement, you discovered there were people on the shore watching you, witnessing you, seeing you, celebrating you, in love with your beauty. And you discovered a new family, with all new joys and ties and connections, and all the efforts and struggles and energy that family takes. For the ties that bind can pinch as well as pull up. But those pains were okay. Those pains were bearable. They weren't the pains that tore down and took away. This was expressing your strength, of living your truth, of being with your new family. And now you, I, we, ride the surface of the ocean together. Thank you. Thank you for being my family.